Hey, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie. We talked to my wife, Lindsay, earlier. If you missed it, you could go to joemckenzie.com and click on podcast. But we were talking about how she's hiding the Halloween candy from me. I'm like, well, that ain't cool. And she says she doesn't care. But the thing I was wondering, I just saw this, and I want to know, Mackenzie, I know you like to hand out Halloween candy.
Yeah, that's my jam. I love to sit at the door and see all the cute costumes and give out candy.
Do you hand out regular size, like fun size candy bars, or are you the house that hands out the full size, like king size candy bars?
It depends. I like to put them in the mix. I'll put the kings in there with the littles, and then I like to make separate ones like peanut free, gluten free. So there's like three baskets. And I always think it's interesting. I'm always like, oh, take what you'd like. And there's always the dainty ones that are like, oh, I just have one. And then there's the kids that take the big scoop with their hand.
Can I give a side note? But you can't make fun of my mom. When I was younger,
I feel like there's a Bible involved.
I love your mom.
At Halloween time, instead of giving out candy, she would give out toothbrushes and little Bibles. She's listening. Be nice.
No, it's just like, poor child's mom, you're a great woman. Nothing wrong with the Bible. I think, you know, you should check it out for
and
sure.
Toothbrushes.
I'm all about oral hygiene, so I think that is commendable.
But like, if I was a little kid, I'd be like, we're going to go back and teepee that lady's house tonight. We're going to toilet paper it good and flaming dog doo-doo.
I like getting stuff other than candy, though. It keeps it interesting.
No, nobody does that. No, 833-563-2539. Does anybody, when they go trick-or-treating when they were younger, did you like getting anything besides candy?
The hand sanitizer.
What?
Like fun, different flavor, like from Bath and Body Works. Hand sani. Yes.
What is wrong with you? I always felt bad. I felt bad for the people that gave out things besides candy or gave out apples. I felt bad for them because it's like, oh no. Like, they're like, people are going to be so mad. Like, people are going to be disappointed. I just felt so bad for them because I like didn't want them to feel like they weren't like good enough.
But
or
why? I hand like stuff like that's better than like a dumb sucker.
No, it's
like,
not.
I feel like I like to be unique. I hate being like everyone else. I can't stand it. So like everyone that gives out the same old candy, you're getting enough candy. So I think Chop's mom, that's adorable.
When you're a kid, there's no such thing as enough candy.
As an adult right now, if my little son or daughter was to go trick or treating and went to Mackenzie's house to take a toothbrush, I'm like, all right, honey, I'm going to teach you how to teepee tonight. We're going to learn how to teepee. I would be so upset at you that you would hand out a toothbrush to my daughter.
I just felt so bad for them.
Are you a
dentist?
You're knocking Chop's mom.
I love Chop's mom, but I'm saying we all make mistakes.
Now, I just would feel bad because I knew that the other kids would like other kids would be mad or disappointed. So I like felt bad. So I was like,
fake
oh
smile.
No. Well, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I would take like multiple, like if they were giving out apples, I was like, thank you.
Can I have two, please?
We had this old woman that would always give out apples. I'd always be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Like, I love apples.
I think there's a difference.
I would take a lot of them.
Between throw them in
what?
The bush.
Then I would throw them, and then I'd throw them away when I got home.
There's a difference between what you're giving out. Like, if you're giving out apples, I get it. But if someone's giving out, like, I got Fandango, like, Lulu got Fandango movie passes, I'm like, heck yeah. Those are freaking superstars in the neighborhood. There are no kids, like, feeling bad.
But when I was a kid, I would not want that. I'm like, my parents are going to pay for me to see this movie anyway. So, like, that does not help
but not
me.
All parents would. Hold on a second.
Let's go to Becca. Becca, you're on Joe McKenzie. What up?
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Hey, girl, hey.
We're just having an adult discussion here about the
alternatives to candy if you want to give out a little something extra.
Yes. I was 8 years old. I'm 22 now, so this is a good while ago. My neighbor at the time handed out Tamagotchis, and it was the best thing in the world.
Yes! That is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but
all
hold
the
on.
Kids would want that besides candy.
Mackenzie, there's a difference between a Tamagotchi and a toothbrush.
This is my point.
Yeah, there is. I think Tamagotchis
I didn't give out toothbrushes.
Or
that's
hand sanitizer. There's a difference between
Tamagotchi
and little Susie,
hand
I got you a bottle of hand sanitizer.
You guys don't even know the hotness. Lucy and her friends collect all these hand sanies, and they're hanging from their backpacks and these cute things from Bath and Body Works. They
we
love them.
We used to
them.
Do that. Yeah, we used to do that when I was
but
in
kids get hyped
school.
For that stuff. Or a Tamagotchi back in the day, they would rather have that
Dude,
than a blow pop.
I would
Hold
rather
on.
Have a Tamagotchi today.
Hold on. No
anything.
Kids like hand sanitizer.
Exactly. You're mistaken.
Kids, if you're listening right now, would you want hand sanitizer?
It's not just like a 99-cent hand sanitizer. It's a flavored, like, a good hand sanitizer with, like, a cool package.
Well, it's good. When I'm trying to get drunk off hand sanitizer, I like a nice flavor.
You guys don't know what's up.
Let's go to Hannah this morning. I'm sorry. Oh, no, Stephanie. Stephanie, hey, good morning. Hey, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Sorry.
Hey, girl.
What do you want to say? We're talking about alternatives here.
My grandma would make homemade caramel popcorn balls. She would make over 100 of them.
See, and I think back in the day, that'd be cool. Nowadays, I would throw that away. I don't know if I'd trust it.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, it was back in the day.
They sound delicious now, though.
No kidding. I really want some of them.
They were good.
Awesome. Stephanie, thank you for calling in this morning. 833-563-2539. Hannah, what do you want to say?
There was one year my friend and I were trick-or-treating, and this lady had a big trash bag on her porch, and she was like, feel free to take all you want. So my friend and I are there scooping, like, handfuls of what we thought was candy into our bag, all to find out it was boxes of raisins.
Oh, my gosh. Mackenzie's like, raisins are great. They're grapes that are dehydrated.
No.
That's sweet.
Oh, Hannah.
See, I would have taken 20 boxes just because I felt bad and would have been, like, so excited. And then when I would have gotten home and I would have been like, sorry, Mom.
You would have enjoyed it.
Mackenzie, I'm trying to comprehend here. Hand sanitizer is important. Shout out to Bethlehem in our HR department. She always makes us wash our hands.
This is, like, you don't know. Like, they're cool hand, like, whatever.
I've seen them.
You guys are wrong. Kids would rather have this. Yes, they would.
I'd be triggered if I was
a little kid.
Look
how cute these are. Like, you guys would rather have this than a Tootsie Roll.
How about, yes.
You're lying
Hell
if you wouldn't.
Yeah, give me those Tootsie Rolls.
How about little vape juices?
Jewel pods?
Yeah.
I don't Jewel anymore,
Ew.
Unfortunately.
Have
but
fun dying.
Damn.
Yeah,
I would. I
Here's
would
pork
if I was
chop.
Still Jeweling.
You want some liquid lungs? Okay.
Bangs.
Okay, now we agree on something.
You should see Joe's eyes just lit
you
up.
You got me like, arr, arr, arr. All right, you could let us know if you actually would want hand sanitizer. The phone lines are always open, 833-563-2539. All right, who's ready for Dare Dice?
No!
The loser tomorrow will do the Box of Shame, and they're going to be facing Pumpkinhead. We already know the punishment. We'll roll live on Instagram, too, next. It's Joe and Mackenzie.